asking these kinds of questions.
Yeah, I think it's Iran, but not totally sure. Whoever it is like the long shot. They're the they have the worst odds. Mm-hmm. United States is like +600 to come out. England is -3. I mean, England's winning the group. We're not beating England. Mm-hmm. So well, none of this matters.
It is Iran.
See?
Good job. You know yourself. So, I mean, shouldn't have doubted yourself, though.
I mean, yeah, but again, it's like they have no prayer. Iran has no prayer of winning, coming out of that group, nor do the United States. I mean, let's be real. You know, we just don't. And it's also in November. So what the hell? We're not going to be even watching it. We're going to be watching, you know, football and basketball. And
why does the United States have no chance of coming out of that group?
Because
England, right?
Yeah, okay. So one big adversary there.
Yeah. I mean, so the two come out, just one.
That's an interesting question.
You got to be one. There's got to be one team that comes out of the group play, right? I can't imagine that it's more than one. Yeah, I mean, what? They're funny.
You guys were doing so well here with your soccer.
Maybe, hey, they have wild cards in the World Cup. We could be a wild card, right? We could be like the Raiders last year.
I feel like I've seen two come out of a group. Am I crazy?
I'm finna look it up, man.
I'm sure it's
more than one.
Is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then sure, we can come out of the group. I don't, not locked in.
Who? Iran and who now, John? Now it matters.
Well, Wales.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
From what I saw of Wales, yes, we can.
We could be a top two. We could finish second, right? And I guess that's supposed to be enough. You're telling me. November 21st is when it all begins in Qatar. Well, how ridiculous is that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just totally ridiculous.
And later than usual because
we paid them off. Like Qatar paid them off that oil money, right? I mean, it's just like that's where we're willing to completely like scrap the World Cup schedule. It'd be you know how great it would be if it was just in July. Mm-hmm. It would be so much more watched, so much more talked about, so much more discussed. But because they took the oil money, that dirty money, we are now doing this in November when it is going to be completely swept underneath. Like, will we talk about the World Cup at all in November?
We will not.
We will not talk about the NFL.
Yes, about the NBA.
And the NFL is going to be coming to a head right in late November. Yeah. You're going to be talking about playoff seeding and everything like that. And then college basketball is going to be starting up then, and NBA is going to be starting up then. You know, and I would assume it's going to be like that in most major markets in America. So it's just and I know it's not all about America, but.
Really, it's not at all about us.
No, unfortunately,
you're right. Soccer is the world sport. We saw that again this weekend. How much
that's true,
those folks.
That is true. Like you got to remember sometimes that you're the minority when it comes to this situation. Like it ain't. It's very rarely about America. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was actually a hell of a scene. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a break. Penny Hardaway did have some more interesting things to say about next season, so we'll get into those and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
At Wendy's, we make breakfast better. Like with our Breakfast Baconator. Better from top to bottom bun. Savory sausage patty, better. Crispy oven-baked bacon, better. Fresh cracked egg, better. The Breakfast Baconator might just be the greatest breakfast sandwich of all time. So you can keep settling for not better, or you can get a better breakfast from Wendy's. Tough choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's better breakfast.
Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
The old adage is true. You get what you pay for. And when it comes to your air conditioning system, quality products are important, but even more important is the quality of the installation. At Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, we provide a customized system installed by a team of professionals. Let us design the perfect home comfort system for your budget and lifestyle. Ask about 48 months interest-free financing when you call us today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to register using code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 money line wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use code RIGHT200, WRIGHT200, to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Major League Baseball, trademark used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
We know you can't get enough of your favorite flavors. Luckily, Kroger Free Pickup makes it easy to grab what you need without any surprise fees. Whether it's extra buns for the barbecue or those chips you just can't quit, start your cart with the Kroger app. Kroger, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites. When you download digital coupons, you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's moving season. Summer's here. You might be making that move, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross country. Make sure you call my friends at Black Tie Moving, 316-6196, 316-6196. Why? They're the best in town. They can move it all. Fine art, heavy stuff, light stuff, fragile stuff. They handle it all the same with care, with precision, efficiency. You're not going to sacrifice the precision with time. They're always on time. They're always on budget. They're the best in town. I've used them 2 separate times. Glad I did. Lifesavers, man. Truly are at Black Tie Moving. Call them now, 316-6196. But book your move now. It'll book up fast. Moving season is here. Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Look, all you want in this life, right? All you could ever hope to find in this life are people who are in the trenches with you, mm-hmm. right? People who, when like they see you struggling, you know, they lend a hand. You know what I mean? And I feel like on this show, that's what I got. I got that in you, and I got that in my man Bennett. Mm-hmm. And I think that is all you ever want to find. You know, is just people in the trenches. With that being said, let's do the rundown.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, got a last word on the World Cup here before we moved on to what Penny Hardaway said. I am told that the Black Friday game versus England, this is according to one person, one of my good friends, Coop, the Black Friday game versus England will be one of the biggest and best sports days of the year.
Well, Fox has them all, right? It's like Fox has like the World Cup. They have the Cowboys on that day. I think they got something else. I think they have it cornered for that Black Friday. That's yep. a bit. Oh, it's Ohio State, Michigan. I think
Ohio State, Michigan. Yeah. Oh, wow. And then you have the what's first?
I think the World Cup would be first. Yeah. I think World Cup first early, and then it's and then Ohio State, Michigan, then the Cowboys at night. I think that's right.
Wow. That is
a
hell of a
sports
day. Fox
has the whole thing.
I love the World Cup. I clearly don't know that much about it, but I enjoy watching the competition for country. You know, I like the World Cup more than I like the Olympics, for example, other than Olympic basketball.
Really?
But, yeah.
You don't ever watch track?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you?
Appreciate you.
You watch track?
I think women's, that's interesting.
Women's track and track when we've got a stud. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you
and
sound men, like
men's track when we got a stud.
I mean, the numbers in America are going to favor the Olympics, like the viewers.
Than the World Cup?
Yes. I'm pretty positive that Olympics.
Well, because the World Cup, we're not very good in the World
even
Cup.
Even if the U.S. is, I think Olympic ratings historically are going to have been way better than World Cup ratings.
I bet
here.
The ratings in 2014 for the World Cup.
I don't know, dude.
Good.
I don't know. I think Olympics probably dwarfs World Cup.
Who's our best player? The Pulisic.
Pulisic.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Pulisic.
Mm-hmm.
He, anybody else? We got anybody else?
Christian. Pulisic. I don't. Go right ahead on the rest of them.
That's all we know? Christian Pulisic?
You looking at me like I'm supposed to know?
Yeah, I am, actually.
I know Dennis Rodman's got a daughter. Pretty good.
Does she play for the men's team?
No.
All right. Well, I remember Landon Donovan once upon a time. Anyway.
Goodness.
We will.
No, you got nothing.
Clint Dempsey.
Bro, he is tired.
There is no way he is still out there. If he is, we are dead.
Nah, bro,
we're dead on Black Friday if that's the case.
I can name the nostalgia group. Right?
43 now?
Michael Bradley, the bald guy, right?
Dude, you're naming dudes that are not a part of this anymore.
No, I'm saying that's the guys I remember. That's the Clint Dempsey, Tim Howard, Josie Altidore. Is he still around? What about Freddie Adu?
Clint Dempsey's 39
Man,
now.
Man, you are an ofer.
Freddie Adu?
No, I think he got run out.
He got run out?
He didn't live up to expectations.
You know, that's the thing, right?
Tim Howard's 43 now, and John naming all these middle-aged dudes.
Yeah, who was the you got one dude, Christian Pulisic.
I gave you who the best is, the leader.
And Bitter, you haven't brought a name here either.
I just wanted to see how you do.
I don't know any of these guys. I don't know.
I know, too, there's a brother that's like half German. But he decided to play for us like we recruited him.
Oh, really?
He picked us, yeah. And so I'm giving you more than anything that you two
Yedlin,
guys were.
DeAndre Yedlin.
That anything you two guys were able to bring to the table.
Yedlin.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I know Yedlin.
Yeah. No, you can't claim him.
Because
he did it off me.
He's like, like you say, he's German, right?
Mm-hmm.
He used to be
they recruited him.
He
could have played for Germany.
Like Joel Embiid's going to play for France.
Yeah.
Right? And not Cameroon.
Somebody said Josie is still around.
He ain't on the World Cup roster, though, bro.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
He's an old vet now.
Yeah, so you can't forget Walker Zimmerman. He's on this roster.
What was the Lawless?
Lawless?
Remember him? We're going way back. Wasn't that him?
I don't remember him.
With the orange hair? The dude that became a commentator. He became a commentator. Wasn't that his name?
Twelman?
No, not him. Not the pretty boy.
Weston McKinney's a dude who's good for us.
Okay, all right. I mean, we got some Premier League guys
on here. I used to know these dudes' names.
Walker Zimmerman plays for Nashville SC.
When we had hope.
This man said Michael Bradley. His dad was like four coaches ago.
I'm saying, I just remember that dude's bald-ass head. He was always at midfield. That dude's head bald as hell, shiny.
Alexi Lawless, fool.
Lawless, yeah.
Y'all thought I was saying Lawless.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Y'all's terrible on soccer. I brought more to this discussion than anything.
No.
Because you knew the brother.
I knew how many teams advanced out of the group stage.
No, you didn't.
You had a chance to give us that, and you did not.
You abandoned me.
I said it's two.
No, you bailed.
You did. You bailed, bro. And you came back.
He said, I think it's one, and you were like,
no, dude.
No, because I'm letting him stumble over himself.
Right. No, that you're just letting me send myself out here knowing not a damn thing about the World Cup. You turned your mic off, and then when I said, I'm getting texted, it's two, then you came back in and said, yeah, it's two.
That is not true. That is not how that works.
That's exactly it.
Not.
I can't believe Ben is doing this.
No.
He's usually such an honest man.
Yeah, this is a bad
look. I wanted to watch you stumble first, and then I gave the correct answer.
Well, first of all, that's just sick. That's a sick thing for you to do.
It's
because I'm trying to educate myself.
He's
right?
on another show now. He lives. He's watching you fail something he probably enjoys.
Let me call up Josie Altidore, see if we can get him at 125.
Yeah,
he ain't doing nothing.
Well, we do need a third-hour guest.
He can educate us.
There is no doubt about that. Well, look, I'm excited about it, as you guys can tell.
Are you going to be able to get to the penny news? Like, this is the second time you've tried to bring us penny news, and you've been sidetracked by soccer.
Well, yeah. I mean, soccer's got me in a chokehold. There's no question about it. But, yes. Here is the news from Penny Hardaway. Memphis is going to be playing North Carolina and Duke next season. I'm kidding. But he did mention some scheduling news.
Mm-hmm.
Said that Louisville and Arkansas are, again, non-conference possibilities. I feel like we go back to them. Like, that's just like, that's the default, right? Like,
I hope that Louisville, Kenny Payne has Arkansas. Returned the call. Yeah, we saw the news from Kenny Payne's side that he was.
And then he said Memphis may play Auburn and Atlanta again. He said all this today. Earlier at the Liberty Bowl golf tournament. So, look, I would love Louisville and Arkansas to play and Memphis to play those teams. I would love for those teams to be on the schedule. It feels like it's a pipe dream at this point, right? I mean, I don't know how much political will there is. You know, I think there's some disagreements on Arkansas. I talked to somebody involved with that scheduling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the person told me that it doesn't look good right now. Now, this was 2 weeks ago, so maybe something has changed. And then on Louisville, you know, Kenny Payne just did not sound like somebody that was super interested in getting that game on the – like, he basically said, like, yeah, I'll have my people call Penny's people.
Yeah, it just didn't sound like a priority for him. Like, you wondered if it ever is for Louisville at this point. I'm sure the idea of playing Penny probably, yeah, appeals to him.
Right.
Oh, sure. But, again, when it's time to go do the schedule. And are you willing – because I would tell you, it feels like Memphis needs on these home-and-homes, they need a game at the Forum. And so in some of these, it's going to be, will you come to Memphis to start this series? And again, you're going to get a lot of no's on that to start the conversation, I would imagine.
Yep.
So that's the issues. Because what's at home next year, non-conference? St. Louis on the road, right?
I mean, and Alabama's on the road. A&M's here.
That's it?
Yep. Mm. Believe so. Yeah. That's the only thing you got. That's brutal.
So I mentioned for whether it's Arkansas or Louisville, Penny's trying to get them to come here first. Again, Arkansas might have been, you know, maybe you're trying to do 3 years, do one neutral,
sure,
all that stuff. But Penny needs home games. I imagine he's trying to get some of these first. Because remember, butts and seats again next year. You know, 6,500 actual for that turnstile count. You need to get that up. You do that with winning, yes, but you also do it with a competitive home schedule.
No, it's a fact.
And they need those.
It's a fact. So, look, you're
doesn't
right.
It feel like it's all on him too, because you don't. Doesn't it? Because that staff's so thin right now. It feels like, okay, well, Penny's got to make the scheduling calls. You got to make the recruiting calls at this point.
Yep.
Like that's. Whereas you'd like to be delegating a lot of this, right? Especially, you know, at the point of your tenure that you're at, mm-hmm. You'd like to be delegating this out. Not saying that Penny can't handle it. He certainly can. But you know, this isn't ideal where you're having to do all of it. You know what I'm saying? Every call.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. But it works better. It works better when it's you, though.
It's more effective when you're the head coach, yes. It's also more demanding.
You know, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. You know, but it's a lot to ask of the head – because the head coach is not going to know contract sign, you know, et cetera. I think Tony Madlock probably knows everything the Alabama State's got going on, because he's probably out there hustling those deals himself. You know, that's what you have to do with those levels.
Sure.
But, yeah, ideally you would have a director of basketball operations in place who's doing all that for you so you can focus on the big stuff, which is
– Or certainly help make some of the calls, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. No, I mean, look, if you told me, if you snapped the finger and said that all those teams are on the schedule, that's a great schedule. That's a great situation. But it's harder and harder in this day and age to, you know, to get those teams. Now, again, what we talked about before and what might make it easier is the success. It's one of those things that has – far-reaching implications. The better Memphis is, the better chance they have of scheduling games like these. When you're bad, there literally is no incentive to play Memphis. During the Tubby years, the only teams that wanted to play you were the teams that they know they do could whip your ass. Like Rick Barnes loved playing, was all over the idea of playing you because he knew he'd beat you every single time.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't worried about you going out and recruiting number one classes and competing with him and maybe beating him for players. He didn't have to worry about that. Now you're trying to sell yourself as, oh, we can be a huge marquee game on ESPN. You know, we can be Memphis Louisville. Think about it. We'll be on ESPN. We'll have game day there. It'll be a big time thing. And if you beat us, right, it will have a meaningful impact on your resume. It will be a quality win out of your league that you can point to for seeding in March. Whereas if you can't, if you're not bringing anything to the table from that regard, there legitimately is no reason ever to play Memphis. So I do think they actually have some momentum on that front. They're better. They have talent. So many of these games are scheduled years out, right?
Right.
So it's just tough to get them on the fly like this. But
again, they see you sitting there with Kendrick Davis. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not they believe they can win on the road in Memphis. Again, if you're asking to start there, again, that's part of it. Like, they're looking at your roster and everything else. At what do you add to my schedule at this point anyway? We can talk about how much harder it is to schedule games than it used to be, but right now they're just looking at you. And a lot of these sins, their schedule is mostly done. So I just feel like your back's sort of against the wall. Hopefully Kenny can pull another rabbit out of the hat.
It is.
Like he's done, but it doesn't feel like you're heading that direction.
Yeah, but today, at least for now, he's trying to get Louisville, trying to get Arkansas, perhaps Auburn. I mean, you know, Auburn's a brand with Bruce Pearl. I mean, that's a good game. It's neutral, so it doesn't help you here.
Right, and that's the problem. You need home games at FedEx Forum against marquee opponents.
No, I think anybody would play you neutral. I think you could play anybody neutral. I think Kentucky would play you in a neutral site, you know? Anybody would do that.
Yeah, it's coming in here.
You want to get that gate, you know? That's what you want.
And if they come in here and lose to a Memphis team that they're capable of losing to because it's got Kendrick Davis, but a Memphis team that if it ends up coming up short, John, what if it's a Memphis team that ends up after losing Lester Quinones? They just got Kendrick and DeAndre, and they don't make it back to the tournament.
No doubt.
And then you've lost to them at Memphis.
No,
right?
it's exactly.
So all that has to be considered with the opponent that you're trying to schedule. No, they're going to consider all that.
And you're also like trying to weigh, you know, look, I think Memphis and Louisville and Memphis and Arkansas, it would be big crowds both ways, right? Like people will come to Memphis, Arkansas in Fayetteville and in Memphis. People will come to Memphis and Louisville in Memphis and Louisville. So I think those are pretty damn – and I think Memphis, Kentucky too, but I don't think Cal would ever do a home-and-home for that exact reason. Like Cal would never be able to live – it would be like his Coach K losing to Carolina, or, you know. Like you'd just never live that down if he came to Memphis and lost, you know. Mm-hmm. He would never – even if he beat Memphis – by a million points in Lexington, he would never, ever, 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 ever live it down that he lost to the Tigers in FedEx Forum. It is not going to happen. There's just, it's too much risk on his part. He's not going to do it. But man, you want to talk about theater? Like I wish we could get that. I think the best you could ever hope for is a neutral site, which I think Memphis should do, by the way. Why would Memphis not, if Kentucky was game for it, Why would they not want to do a neutral site with Kentucky? You would have to do that to me.
Yeah, you would jump on that.
So I don't know if Kentucky would do that or not. But anyway, that's the scheduling news for Memphis basketball.
Next story.
Big NBA news, obviously, last night was Golden State evening the series at 1-1. But there was also other news in the NBA. It can be considered big, depending upon your thoughts on the Utah Jazz. Quinn Snyder resigned after 8 seasons with the franchise, basically saying it needs a new voice. And here's my question for you, because we've gotten a couple now of follow-up stories. According to reports, Donovan Mitchell is unsettled, unnerved, and wondering what it means for the franchise's future. This idea that he couldn't see this coming surprises me a little bit. I'm not sure I'm buying in. That's my question to you guys. Do you really think that after this year and the way all things started melting down, that Donovan Mitchell didn't have some inkling or already feel like they needed the new voice, and that this is just sort of what you say publicly? Doesn't it feel like that? Because it just became clear watching them there at the end of the season as they were just kind of taken to town by that Dallas team. Weren't they? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yep.
It felt like you were at the end of a run. Last year, remember, they had the best record in the league. And so it was a stepping back since last season. There's no question about it. So it felt like this was the end of the road, and we all knew it. Donovan, at least publicly, is saying he's unnerved. I just wonder if he's using this as the excuse publicly now to be able to say, well, now I question this franchise's future that he was already doing. But, oh, by the way, now you've got a convenient scapegoat to sort of you can help hang it on, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, publicly, I don't think that word was necessarily out there. It had been rumored, how happy is Donovan Mitchell. But when you get this, he steps down, you can say, hey, I'm not sure about this, and now start to, I think, question the franchise. But I'm just wondering if he's using this in a convenient way.
Oh, yeah. I think it's definitely a face saver, and I think it's a suggestion and an implication that he wants to have a big-time say, right, in the direction that they go.
Should he want to get out of Utah?
Well,
Danny Ainge, Dwayne Wade, you know, that crew now.
I guess that really just depends on your opinion of Donovan Mitchell, you know? Do you think Donovan Mitchell is a championship piece for some other team? You know, do you think he is?
Well, that's not the question. My question to you was, should Donovan want out?
Well,
should Donovan seek to go? Should he be looking big market? Should he be looking, let me go get it with some real superstars with a KD or something? Should he, at this point, is he saying, listen, I did this. Well, I tried the small market thing,
right,
tried letting this team build around me or whatever,
yeah,
and I'm rolling. Should he be looking? Is that the right move for him?
It probably is, because he's been there for, what, you know, five,
all
6 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got drafted in 2017, so he's been there for 5 years. And they've pretty much – I mean, they've been the one seed already, right? They were the one seed 2 years ago. And now you get bounced in the first round. It's going the wrong direction. You're making a coaching change. And let's just be real about it. Utah is not ever going to be a place, and Donovan Mitchell is not ever going to be the player that makes that a destination. It's just not. And I would argue that you go from being a one seed to the next season getting bounced in the first round, like, You know, that to me sounds kind of starts to sound like you topped out with what you are.
I don't think he can be the best player on his team.
Exactly. That's part of that discussion, too. It's like, and that's why I said it depends on your opinion of Donovan Mitchell, because if you think he is that dude, then he can. I could see, like, all right, let's just try to change the cheese, send Gobert out, see what he brings back and try a different style. But I don't think he's that. He's an undersized two guard who's a volume shooter, you know, not a great defender. I think he needs to sort of, you know, fall in line somewhere as the two, as the second option. And I don't know where that place is mythically, but if not with Donovan Mitchell as your best player, are you ever going to win a championship? Are you ever going to get to the finals? I don't think so. I don't think you are. I don't think a different coach is going to change that. I mean, if you go from being the one to being the five, a year later and being ejected in the first round, that's a tough look.
So, I mean, last year he averaged 26.5 points.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's a part of me, I agree, Bennett, where there's got to be somebody at least equal. Sort of like, or okay, Jaylen Brown's not equal to Tatum, but they're running. But
they're
right?
Close, they're, yeah, right.
So I'm with you that, but you're telling me that there's somebody, so you can go, he's got to be with LeBron or KD for it to work? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's, I mean, at 26 points per game, you're in the running for scoring leader.
Yeah.
As far, so does he need another guy averaging that? Does he have to be with a Tatum or a KD?
I think so.
I
mean, who's better, or Jaylen Brown?
I guess part of what hurts him there is that you can't just put him within. You can't put Donovan Mitchell and Damian Lillard together because then you'd have a small back. You know what I'm saying? And you have a superpower. You don't.
Yes.
Because it's got to have some sort of fit. But that's I guess the question I'm asking is, who's that guy? Who you putting him with? Bradley Beal, and all of a sudden it takes off?
No, would you consider
like an ideal spot for him would be like a Denver, where Jokic is that dude and he's just
they've got Jamal Murray, but Jamal's that guy.
You're right, if he wasn't coming back
from the injury, but that's certainly their plan.
I mean, there's no way that's going to happen. They're not going to trade that man to.
No, I know.
Jamal
I'm just
was
saying,
starting
like,
to the bubble thing. He was taking, but so was Donovan. Like they were, Donovan was going off back then.
Who's better, Jaylen Brown or Donovan Mitchell? Who would you rather
have? I like Jaylen better. I think he affects it in more ways. With y'all that Donovan's a shot jacker. I don't like it. Like he's got to be taking. You know, multiple. He's got to be taking 25 shots.
Like I would rather. I would rather have CJ McCollum than Donovan Mitchell.
High volume shooter. CJ brings more, better decision.
He's a better player.
He brings better decision
all around.
Than Donovan Mitchell.
You know, and so yeah. I mean, I'm out on Donovan. I've soured on him. I've soured on him in the last year. I can't deny that.
I mean, that's what the bottom line here is. It feels like it's not just us that many have soured on Donovan Mitchell and sort of his stature in this league over the last year.
I mean, Quinn,
so. Quinn
Snyder,
they just had the number
he literally
one, the best
said,
record.
All right, I'm out. I'm just, like, walking away.
Well, it wasn't going anywhere. You could tell he hit the end of the road. They weren't listening to him
you
anymore.
Top
Larry
out.
Bird said you do after 3 years. Yeah, this had been, what, eight?
Right, you top out, and then you make changes. But I would if I'm Utah, and this is, you know, we've had this conversation before, I might even consider just building around Gobert.
No.
And sending Donovan Mitchell
but
back.
But it does feel like they need to pick one.
I mean, they do.
I have less confidence, I think, in Rudy as the piece.
Well, he kind of took a step back this year, right?
Yeah.
He took, and he has no offensive game.
Play too much.
He was dominant two or 3 years ago.
So just to throw, Quinn Snyder, 372 wins, second most by a head coach in Jazz history. We know who's number one. Do you realize that Jerry Sloan's number one with 1,127 wins? Quinn Snyder's 8 years, 327. He's like 800 wins behind the guy.
Amazing.
Nobody will ever eclipse that for Jerry Sloan.
No.
Time has come. It's over for Jerry for Quinn Snyder with Utah. He steps down over the weekend. Donovan Mitchell says he's surprised. I don't buy it. Utah's got major decisions to make.
Another coaching on the other coaching front. Mike D'Antoni is meeting with Michael Jordan. This week. I mean, that'd be fun with LaMelo, though. That kind of feels like the perfect spot for D'Antoni.
Fun is all it'd be, and no defense.
Well, yeah, but
and that will not get you any higher in the East. Not deciding, okay, we're just going to go all offense. That doesn't move you up. You can't beat the Miamis and the Bostons and the Milwaukees of the world not playing any defense. That just goes to show you how Jordan just got no clue when it comes to this side of things. Yeah, sounds good. Will be a lot of fun. You just watch this mess not work in Houston. Like, why all of a sudden you think it's going to be different for you because you got LaMelo?
I mean, they did get
No, they don't play any defense under
they
Van Tonen.
They were a Chris Paul hamstring injury away from being in the finals, in fairness.
Dude, everything had to go, you know, perfect storm for that to work that year.
They had the highest winning percentage in the West in D'Antoni's 4 years there.
Yeah, because they were jacking shots, and they had James Harden and Chris Paul there.
They got LaMelo. Who else they have? Bridges, I guess, if you're into that.
Your boy PJ.
PJ Washington's there. Yeah, they have a lot of work to do.
Like, who were the defenders?
No, they don't have any.
Zero, and he doesn't play. He doesn't coach defense. Like, yeah. you're stopping nothing.
No, they're just going to try to beat the highest scoring team
and
in the NBA.
You can't do that in the East, man. You can't do that against the upper echelon.
But I tell you
the
this,
Phillies of the world,
LaMelo,
the top four.
LaMelo would love it. Like individually, LaMelo would be in all. Like yeah, he'd
it's,
be.
It's
a
license to shoot.
He would.
It's a license to miss 20 shots and keep shooting.
Yeah, he's going to put up career numbers if D'Antoni's his coach. I mean, that's, you know, so I'm sure they're thinking about that. Like, all these decisions are made with, like, getting the most out of LaMelo.
I had convinced myself that he, in whatever way, whether Morey trades him or whatever he does with Doc Rivers, that D'Antoni's getting with his man James Harden with the Sixers before it's all said and done.
Well, maybe this is leverage.
Maybe.
Maybe he's leaking
we'll
this.
We'll see. Morey might be stuck.
So that's the coaching news in the NBA.
Next story.
All right, you mentioned it. Game two last night of the NBA Finals. Golden State. Ties it up. You know, Draymond Green did promise. He made you a promise, Jason, that everything was going to be different in game two.
It was.
And it pretty much was, other than
the guys that he pointed out that shot the ball so well in game one, he barely did anything game two. He was right about that. The Horfords and the Smarts and those guys.
Yeah, he said the Celtics needed to feel him more. And
that's what I said. That's what he did.
They indeed did that.
Must have sent a letter to the league, too. The league said, okay.
Yeah, the only thing that really wasn't different was Steph's effort level. Steph had 29. Steph was pretty much, you know. And by the way, like, aside, that should have been a continuation.
The one-handed runner.
Yes.
Yes, that made no sense to me.
It's crazy.
It was Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
I watched it, too. It didn't make any sense.
Like, how is that? How is that not an and one? You know, there's two things that the NBA has got to fix. It's that, and it's the take foul. And I think they're fixing the take foul. I think they're going to eliminate that. But the take foul, you know, nobody ever talks about it because it's just like, we just accept it. But the take foul has robbed us of so many freaking highlights over the last however long that's been in the, you know, in the rule book.
Yeah.
Because teams take it every time. And so guys are on the break. LeBron's about to jam that thing home. Nope. Take foul. Last night, Steph, take foul. Like, you don't even know Jason Tatum had him, right? Jason Tatum around. You don't even know how many plays we've missed over the years because, you know, I mean, and think about guys like John Morant, right? Think about how many highlights that if they remove the take foul and penalize teams for taking that, we would get. Like, if he's on a break, he's going to throw in something amazing. He does that in game. He loves that stuff.
Right.
And I think it's a detriment to the game. Yes, I understand why teams do it. It's a rule. It's strategy. It makes sense logically to do that. But I think the NBA has to take in quality of play into account with those, you know? And so that's just my NBA official soapbox. And I do think they're going to eliminate that after this season. But the Golden State Warriors did tie the series up at one apiece, 107-88. Look, it was another close game. It was another close game for the first two quarters. Boston was right there. Jaylen Brown came out on fire, scored like Celtics 9 of their first 12. This is, you know, on paper, on talent, and we said this, this is a very evenly matched final series. There's not some great edge. Robert Williams is a defensive equalizer. Kevon Looney is a beast on the boards. You know, Steph's an amazing shooter. Jason Tatum's an amazing shooter. Jaylen Brown is outdoing Klay Thompson right now, right? But you start talking about that depth pool coming off the bench, giving you 17. They don't have, like, Derek White had that explosion in game one. He can't do that every game, though.
Yeah, he had 12, but literally was about the only thing they got off the bench.
Yeah. So the bench is definitely the advantage for the Golden State Warriors. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Going back to Boston, we know Boston has been unbeatable off of a loss. They are
6-0.
They are 6-0 off a loss, and the Warriors have won at least one road game in 26 straight series. So you kind of have these trends sort of clashing, right, colliding here. When we previewed this series, one of the things we talked about was the experience, you know? Like, the thing that we talked about after game one was the Celtics almost didn't know better. They come out in the first game, and they're like, they have nothing to lose. Nobody ever would have thought they'd be in this spot. And they were the beneficiaries of a historic collapse. And they took that game, and they won game one. But now, you know, how do you respond? The series is tied. You're coming back to your home court. And the pressure's on you. The pressure's on Boston to preserve home court now, because Golden State's coming in here trying to take it. And they've done it every single series. They have won the first road game. They did it against Denver. They did it against the Grizzlies. They did it against Dallas. So the pressure's all on Boston, and now we're going to see just how much metal they have. If Boston loses game three, they're probably losing the series.
No.
That's how I feel.
I mean, not just because they lost game three, but I respect your opinion.
I think if they win game three, they can find a way. But if to be down 2-1 with a team with no finals experience, that's just a lot to overcome. It's a lot to overcome. Not saying it can't be done, but I would bet against it. If they go down 2-1, I would definitely bet against them winning this series. I do think it's going
you
seven.
Think they would lose. They would lose this game after a loss, mm-hmm. and then lose the next one. That's what I'm saying. No, you would probably
be three in a row. Right, yeah, it'd be three losses in a row. But if there's one team, that can do it, it is Golden State. That's kind of how I look at it.
It's really just Steph again.
Yeah, it is.
And then what you gave them last night with the 18 turnovers, 30.
But Steph's locked in.
33 points.
Steph's locked in.
That's one.
We talked about that. That's enough, though. If Steph's hitting these crazy-ass threes, that man can change a game.
I don't think so by itself. Last night, you combine it with what you gave them again. 33 points off turnovers is a lot.
Right.
Like, you gave them a ton. You look, because Klay's not playing well. You know, Draymond didn't give them anything offensively, although he was a game-changer in terms of his mood. He made them feel him, and again, I would go back to the officials allowed him to. But that's my point, is that it's not like guys are getting – Poole comes off the bench, gives you 17, but that's about – it's not like guys are doing – you know, playing above their heads or anything. You've got Golden State in a pretty good spot where it's really just Steph that's killing you. As long as you can do that and then not be so charitable with the turnovers and the extra points, it'll be close enough that you come back. You can head back out to chase tie 2-2. I'm believing it will be.
Yeah, it probably
sounds like you're leaning 3-1. I just don't. I'm not ready to go there.
I just feel like.
See, this. You said not to overreact after the first game. It feels like to me you have overreacted off Golden State winning one that it had to win. It had to win that game. It needed to look good and feel good coming out of Chase with the split. Boston still got home court.
Did you?
Feels like you've overreacted quite a bit here.
Did you notice any adjustments?
I saw they put Payton out there, but who did Payton stop? Boston, again, I told you, play poorly.
He didn't necessarily stop anybody, but I do think he...
The guy that's doing a great job to me is Wiggins on Tatum.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta tip your cap to Wiggins. But I know, Poole, they played him. He made a difference. Boston was not good offensively, especially in that second half. So, you know, I guess if that was your big adjustment, you talked about it on Friday, it made somewhat of a difference.
The way that this probably goes.
Do you see that box? There's nobody that's shining with Steph offensively.
Yeah, no, it's all Steph.
Two games.
It's all Steph.
That's right.
And it's a fact. Like, Kuminga's not ready. Moody's not ready. Poole is very inconsistent.
Klay's not right. He's not the same.
Wiggins you could have some great shots from him. He could also have 11. You know, although he does do more than
just
score.
He's doing a lot, especially on the
He's their second best player. That's crazy. He is their second best player.
You know, it was a joke. We were all laughing when he made it. He said, this is wrong. He made the All-Star game as a starter, but he's earned my complete respect this season.
Yeah, I agree.
In terms of his ability to affect winning and to play. Say, here's your role. Here's how you're going to help us win a championship. He's done that and more.
Yes. No,
he's been phenomenal.
And we've talked about it before, like, to really
being around winners helps make you a winner.
As a number one overall pick, like, to basically concede some of that.
See, Minnesota could not put that around him.
Exactly.
And he needed that to become a winner. He needed to be around winning.
No, it's
and winners.
It's the reason why they're here, quite honestly, is that deal and getting Andrew Wiggins from Minnesota, right? And realizing that D'Angelo Russell wasn't going to cut
strong.
It. But game three is on Wednesday. 8 o'clock tip right here on 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Next story.
All right, have you seen this LeBron James card that's apparently going to be sold for millions and possibly to Drake? How aware are you of this card? A one of one. It's called the Holy Grail, basically, in the sports collectible and trading card industry. It was found earlier. Drake had been looking for it and apparently had bought a ton of cards to find it. And in the process, had found a bunch of rookie Michael Jordans. So still cards that were valuable, but not to this degree. It's called the Triple Man, the James LeBron James Triple Logo Man, made by Panini. Here's why it's important is because it's got three patches, actually game-worn patches, from LeBron's jersey with his time with three different teams on it. So everybody, it's included on the card. This isn't just a card with his picture on it. It's got these three, obviously, patches, and that's what's made it so expensive and so coveted by everybody in the collectibles industry. Well, it was found, I think, earlier this month, and now it's going to be auctioned off. Okay, and again, we said that Drake's been looking for this thing for a while. They suspect that it's valued at between $3 and $5 million right now.
Wow.
And they suspect it could go past what's considered the real Holy Grail, the Honus Wagner. It's a T206 that went for $6.6 million last August. They suspect that even with this triple logo man valued between $3 and $5 million, that it could fetch more than the 6.6, it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
This ain't NFTs, baby. This is like actual trading cards that are pulling in way more than the NFTs that John told me was the future.
Yeah, well, they still could be. I mean, that's... NFTs, I don't think, are going anywhere. But yeah, this is like... So this has the logos from each of those jerseys? Like,
yes,
physical,
like the actual patches themselves. So when you see the guys that found them who do this for a living... When they found it, they started screaming because what had been put out there for anybody that found it, the company that's got it now offered to buy them a Lamborghini. So the guys that actually found it are getting a Lamborghini. To me, it seems like you might have wanted to rethink the deal if it's worth this much, because that Lamborghini, I know that they can be worth millions, but not this much.
Yeah.
Not if it's going to be the highest selling card ever. So anyway, their job was to find it. They did. They get a Lamborghini for pulling the card.
Wow!
But this company is going to sell it off this auction, which is coming up. It could go. They suspect it could go for nearly $7 million and pass the Wagner card.
I think that's a bad trade, bro. That's a bad.
That they gave it up.
Yeah, I mean, just for a car that's going to depreciate in value. That's a dumb.
Well, you got to look at it. What's the Lamborghini? It's the Huracan, or it's spelled H-U-R. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much those can go for. But they must have signed something, clearly, and felt pretty good about it. Now this company has the card rather than the guys who actually found it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that I would trade that for a car I would be sick to my stomach right now. I would be sick to my stomach right now because you're telling me that this card could fetch $5 million in an auction? Why didn't I just sell it for $7 million? Why didn't I just do this? You know, why didn't I find a... I could advertise and find a private investor.
There was some more incentive. There had to be. Because, again, Drake was spending $46,000 each on the cases to look for this card when he was literally looking for it physically. He purchased 10 cases at $46,000 each to try to find it. So I can't – this group of pickers that found it, they couldn't have just looked through a ton of them at that sort of price for these cards. So I imagine they had to have some help in terms of getting these cards in the first place. They didn't have Drake money to start with. Mm-hmm. So anyway, like I said, something must have been in the deal to make it worth, hey, I get a Lamborghini and then whatever. There had to be more to it than just the Lamborghini.
I hope so.
Had to be.
Because
again, they have to know the value of this card. They'd realized it when they picked it.
Even if it's a $6 million Lamborghini, I don't care. Because it's not going to remain that.
That's why I said hold your horses and tell me what a Lamborghini Huracan's worth. Because my guess, it ain't just $1 million and they gave up a $6, $7 million card. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. You can find Lamborghinis for, $300, $400, $500, right? I mean, but just pale in comparison to what that card is actually going to fetch. And plus $7 million, you can invest that $7 million and you can turn that into $15 million and $20 million. Like, that Lamborghini is what it is always, and it's only going to so, yes, I don't know. I hope that they did get more than that, because that would be, one of the worst trades. It would be like the Kwame Brown trade for the Grizzlies that Stephen A. Smith lamented, you know?
Yeah, USA Today's written about this, and as far as I know, the Lamborghini is what they get.
I mean, that's terrible.
Right.
That's a freaking heist. Right? That's a heist. I mean, this is one of one with the patches, and now, you got to do like Pawn Stars, man. You got to, if you're that guy, you got to call in a buddy who specializes in this stuff. Be like, hey man, how much is this worth? Like that's what Pawn Stars does. You know, if somebody brings in like some Civil War artifact or something, they'll be like, let me call my Civil War friend.
In early May, the company that has the card now is called Whatnot. Put a bounty on the card. This is the same card that Drake is spending $46,000 a case looking for. And here was their bounty. If someone pulled the card, the James Triple Logo Man, on their platform, they'd buy them a Lamborghini Huracan. That was just the deal. That's it. There's nothing else that, you get, here's money to go out and buy the cards, to go out and pick or whatever else. Nothing about that. It's just the Lamborghini. And so finally, on May 6th, a breaker, someone who opens cards via live stream for people who've bought in, people have bought in to do this. Well, this would be the company. Named J-Mo from Backyard Rips discovered it. They've got the video of him finding it, and he goes absolutely berserk. And everybody's telling him on the live stream, Lambo for you, Lambo for you. This thing, the Lambo must be worth millions.
But so he has to give the card up in exchange for the Lambo?
Yes, the card goes to, that was part of the deal. The card goes to Whatnot, which is the company that's now putting it up for auction and expected to get $6 to $7 million possibly from people like Drake.
Bad trade.
I would have never agreed to this. Yeah.
I would have never agreed to this.
Here's the deal. They're not pulling cards, right? There's no way they can be getting these cases that expensive unless they agree to this deal. I don't know
what his money situation is like. I don't have any idea.
It does seem like a bad deal. I'm trying to figure out how you make a deal like this.
Yeah.
Because I'm the guy that signed off my rights to be in an Oscar-winning documentary.
Yes.
You know, to make any money off of it.
Now,
so I'm trying to figure out how he messed this up.
Now, what a lot of people don't know is our man Bennett here actually has a very rare collectible. He has a Dylan Brooks card that he has at the office. Have you gotten any offer? Have you gotten like a Pinto offer for that?
Dylan Brooks, bro.
Yeah, it's a Dylan. It's a rare.
Are y'all being for real?
No,
you have a Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, it's in there on my desk.
Yeah, like, have you gotten any, like, somebody offer you, like, a moped for it?
No, bro. That card is worth, like, $5.
Like a trike? Somebody offered you, like, a unicycle?
As a collectible man, were you aware of this card and it's the search for it? This one-of-one LeBron? The logo man?
Yes. I sold a nice LeBron. It was, like, a LeBron-Kobe mashup, and I got it graded, and I sold it for a pretty penny.
So you didn't participate. You're in this game.
Casual.
Well, okay. So what's your most? What's like? If you had to
that
say
was
right
the
now,
that was the most valuable card I had. I have one that's probably really valuable now. But
what is it?
It's a Kobe.
It's a Kobe.
Yeah, it's a Kobe jersey card.
It's got his jersey on there.
It's got the patch.
And
wow.
Yeah.
You plan on like dying?
I got
with
it graded. I'm gonna save it for a while.
Now you just pulled it out.
It's a 9.5. No, I had it from a long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just from old cards, and I found it was in pretty good shape. I sent it out to get graded. Came back a 9.5, and
so what do you think that would be worth right now?
I bet it's worth over $1,000 right now.
Okay, and you spent significantly less on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's an old card. He's wearing number 8.
The sports card market, if you really like get into it, mm-hmm. you can, you know, there's a it's an investment just like anything else. But if you pull some good ones, you know, like I was watching some guy pull a one of one Mac Jones, you know, like that's a huge pull. Mac, you know, rookie quarterback, New England Patriots.
Now my father-in-law, he's retired, and he literally, like, makes a living off of this. He's got a room in his house with thousands and thousands of cards. He's shipping them out every single day, and he's literally making a living off of this.
The issue that I have with the cards, right, and it's really the whole thing.
Does he have some OJ stuff?
I don't know.
Are you trying to get some?
He is a Bills fan.
You want to have some OJ?
No, you got to be careful. OJ will come and get his stuff back.
Oh, that's right. OJ will come get his stuff back.
So the problem is, like, when you buy the card, like, where do you, like, you don't display it, do you? Like, how do you, like, because I would want to display that I have this one-of-one Davante Adams Prism rookie, whatever the hell it is, you know? Like, I would want to, like, put it up, but they're so small that you can't even, you know, it's not like a jersey, you know?
A one-of-one, you wouldn't want to display it anywhere. It's so valuable that you want to put it in a safety deposit box. That's your money.
It takes a big-time commitment to do that, by the way, because you're, like, you're constantly being a part of those package openings every day, and you know, you're obviously getting a lot of cards that you don't want, that aren't worth anything, in the hopes of getting, you know, the rare finds.
If you could have one, if you could own one sports card right now, which one would you want to own?
This is the one.
You would want to own this one?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to own
this
like
is more,
Michael
this
Jordan?
This is more valuable than any rookie Michael Jordan card that Drake pulled out of these 40, these packs that he bought. They're worth nothing compared to this thing. And they're high dollar.
Yeah. I guess that's the one. Yeah. What would you let the Dylan Brooks card go for? Is there a price?
He's got to wait to see where he's traded first.
Yeah, we got to wait.
That could be worth.
I mean, it's not graded, so.
Yeah.
Like I don't know what the value would be.
Would you be willing to let it go for like a remote control car? I mean, it's not a Lamborghini, but like a little Tikes.
It's possible.
All right, so a deal can be made with Bennett. We're brokering your deals here, man. If
this will go up for auction on Wednesday, so we'll be able to give you the update on what it went for.
And the estimation is like what, 5.5 right now?
I think it could go for 7. It's valued right now between 3 and 5. It could go for as high as 7, depending upon how bad Drake wants it.
Damn, that is
it pretty badly.
That is wild. All right, we'll come back. Respect Burger is going to happen. But look, NBA playoffs going on right now, the finals. And last night wasn't the greatest night for Klay, but Steph Curry has continued to be consistent and consistently brilliant. How does he become that? How do you become one of the best shooters on the planet? It's about putting in the work. We talk about it a lot, but it's true. And some of the advantages and edges that those guys use is available right here in Memphis. It's called Shoot 360.
We call it the future of basketball training right here in Memphis. It's out of Collierville, 85 Market Center Drive. They make it super affordable here as well. That's what I'm here to tell you as a father of an 8-year-old who loves the game, wants to get better. You can do a 1-year commitment, 12 months, as low as $130 a month, $130. That's what I pay for CJ's 8 martial arts classes a month. Those classes are 1 hour long. So think about it. You're getting unlimited access on that $130 a month to their state-of-the-art training equipment, their development coaches. They've got the weight training. Everything your child needs, boy or girl, to get better, to get stronger, not just with their shot, but also with their ball handling as well. Like we say, the future basketball trends in Memphis. It's right here at Shoot 360. Go see them out at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
You know what's coming up? Father's Day is coming up. And I say that as a father myself, and because of someone who's gotten gifts over the years. The one place I know you can get me a gift, and I say this to my sons, and I will love it, is O'Call. Go to O'Call and take care of the father in your life. Or if you're a father yourself, go treat yourself. The stuff is beautiful. The people are incredibly helpful. And right now, all their summer wear is in stock. It's a beautiful place. Take care of the father in your life by going to O'Call.
Everyone knows how beneficial therapy can be, but traditional therapy can be overwhelming, confusing, and inconvenient. When scheduling in-person therapy, it can be difficult to find the right therapist near you, and it can take weeks to get on their calendar. We knew there had to be a better way, and that's where BetterHelp began. I'm Danny, co-founder of BetterHelp Online Therapy. When Alana and I started BetterHelp in 2013, our mission was simple: find a way to make professional therapy accessible, affordable, and convenient for everyone. BetterHelp works around your schedule and lifestyle. You can connect to a therapist by phone, video call, or even text message. You don't even have to turn on your camera if you don't feel comfortable. And if your therapist isn't the right fit, you can switch anytime with the click of a button, because BetterHelp is designed with you in mind. See why over 2 million members have trusted BetterHelp for online therapy. Go to betterhelp.com/youfirst and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/youfirst. For 10% off your first month.
NBA Finals are here, and so is your chance to score big on FanDuel Sportsbook. Throughout the NBA Finals, listen to this, FanDuel is giving new customers $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. That's right. Place a $5 bet and you will get $200 in free bets guaranteed. You can bet the money line, point spreads, whatever. Plus, you can combine your bets for an even bigger payday with a same game parlay. If you haven't tried FanDuel, now is the time. Download the app. Use promo code Calkins, that's C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to turn a $5 bet into $200 in free bets. Must be 21 and older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline. That's 1-800-889-9789.
When you need your tech working its best, Staples has you covered.
My PC has three speeds. Slow, slower, and slowest.
Staples has you covered during our free PC tune-up event. Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th. Bring your existing PC to any Staples store and we'll remove junk files, improve your startup and operating speeds, and optimize your device's performance with a one-year subscription for PC tune-up software. A $30 value free. Your tech solution is at Staples. In-store only, Windows devices only. Appointments encouraged by phone or in-store.
Hey DQ fans, make sure to cast your vote for the official combo meal of MLB at DQ.com. With Tim Anderson's burger and Blizzard meal and Bryce Harper's burger and Blizzard meal, you just have to try both. Vote for your favorite at DQ.com. Happy tastes good.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-828-5242 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-828-5242. That's 800-828-5242. What do you have to lose? Call 800-828-5242. Again, 800-828-5242.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've covered my share of disasters, and I can tell you the people of ServiceMaster by Cornerstone are the experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. They use all modern methods to repair the damage, be it a home gutted by fire or a five-story commercial building racked by storm damage, with a laser focus on getting your home or commercial building back to normal. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone has the respect of risk insurance adjusters and emergency contractors. It will save your business or home. Make the wise choice for disaster cleanup. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Once we get rich, sending us back to hustling with my misfits. Keep on a creep, 50 souls tucked under the bra. 50 souls tucked under the bra. I keep a big old feet of heater. It's in the trunk of my photo and my two-seater. Make all you skeeter, skeeter. Keep up and grab the ball back just like I'm Derek Jeter. I know you wanna f*** my, but you too scared to meet her. See, you ain't got enough bread to even start to treat her. The way I'm pimped in and in the bed, I'm even sweeter. I hustle, I got more Franklins in me than Aretha. If I had Oprah Winfrey, I would marry her and keep her.
The best sports book in Vegas is finally open. In Tennessee, that's right. Superbook Sports is now ready for business in the Volunteer State. And look, I was browsing, looking around, who's got the best odds for Game 2 in the finals. I was looking all day yesterday. The answer was Superbook Sports. Bring the top-rated sportsbook in Vegas to the palm of your hand by downloading the Superbook Sports Tennessee app now. Superbook has a direct line to Las Vegas odds makers and the best odds around. Also, amazing customer service. Had a question, a little bit of confusion last night about how to add slash withdraw funds. Was not a problem. Super easy to deal with. Great customer service. So Tennessee, Memphis, get in the game and download the Superbook Sports app and visit superbook.com to place your wager now. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. I did see this news. It's kind of interesting. Apple is adding editing and unsend features to their iMessage.
If you
text somebody, right, and there's a typo or, you know, you mess something up in the text, you can edit it, right? And then if you send that sneaky risky text, you know.
Can I not already delete a text? Or that the case is it just deletes on my
your
end?
Correct.
Yes, that would make sense.
So there's clearly
going to be a delay in your text being sent off now if that happens.
Well, how do you mean?
Because you're going to have time to
undo what
you're saying
you,
before
what you
they
did.
See it.
Before they
your
see
point,
it, yeah.
This doesn't sound like it'll be a before well, they
no,
see it
I,
deal.
No, I think you
can just take it off.
Yeah, you
just like it, if it's a receipt.
Yeah, like you just take it off.
Take it on off even after they've seen it.
Yeah, like for example, right now, like I'm on Discord. I'm on a Discord server, right? Like I can edit anything I send or I can delete the message. Like it still sends, but I can edit it and it'll just say edited, or I can just delete it. I think that's probably the way.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So they're going to still see your text immediately. Yeah. You can just remove it.
Yeah. It's just like I think there are.
So get your screenshots ready then.
Well, exactly.
If you get
yeah.
a text that's.
You're going to have to screenshot it.
Yeah.
Because like, but what it might say is like unsent. Like I think Instagram lets you unsend messages and it doesn't say unsent. But
it's going to help all those drunk texters that get.